What I'm about to talk to you about today is titled as the Kingdom Debt Buster. Amen. Say, I am a Kingdom Debt Buster. Now, what I'm going to share with you, for those of you who are already out of debt, this is an operation of the Spirit. This is not just a natural operation of money management, pay a little here, pay a little there, and get things paid for. This is an operation that moves mountains, and it moves them quickly. It's an operation that gets the kingdom of God involved with your life. Debt is more than just a natural consequence of your life. Debt is a spirit. When the children of Israel came into the promised land, they gravitated immediately down south and they went into the land called Mount Hebron. That's where they brought the grapes out of Mount Hebron, and that's also where the sons of Anak were. The word Anak, and they were the giants of the promised land, means to choke, collar, and chain. Now there is a good and acceptable and a perfect will concerning debt. Amen. Most everyone in here has debt with a show of hands. If you have some debt in your life, raise your hand. Exactly. That's a system. Now, we're not here to put you in condemnation. We're here to set you on track for a new operation because, believe it or not, as spiritual as you want to get in the kingdom of God, and we get really spiritual here. We get super spiritual. We get in the glory. This is a spiritual operation to get out of debt as well. It's going to involve the Holy Ghost. It's going to involve the kingdom of God. It's going to involve God the Father. It's going to involve the finished work of Christ. And it's going to involve you. Amen? And the quicker we get freed from the chains of mammon, we move from good to acceptable to perfect will of God, it releases a freedom over our life to serve God in a more acceptable way. It releases a freedom over our church to serve God. There's many operations in God. There's an operation of inheritance, which we preach here. With that operation of inheritance is what we would term wealth transference. The greatest wealth transference in human history is in front of us. It's going to happen. It's prophesied. God's going to do this globally. But while you wait on that, one of the things I've seen is while people wait on that, everything in their life falls apart. I don't want you amening that. Just oh me. But while you wait, God has an operation of blessing, increase, divine multiplication. Amen. A wealth transference will happen once in a generation, maybe. This operation happens every day. Amen. This has been two or three times we plugged into this. But this last time we plugged into this, God gave us a great amount of wisdom. It's about a month ago now that we as a church had pretty large credit card debt, which large for the church. And God, through what I'm going to talk to you about today, through the involvement of the Holy Ghost, paid that down completely, wiped that out, $20,000 in 1 month. Let's give God glory for that. It's paid. Now, when you start operating what I'm about to talk to you about, it doesn't stop there because you set up an operation of increase and multiplication into your life. Amen. Well, that overflow that we were in, that overflow of abundance, we decided, well, hey, why don't we just go ahead and pay our truck off too? And we decided that on last Sunday evening, 7 days ago, and 45% of our trucks paid for in 1 week. And the other 55% is going down. Hallelujah. So I got so excited, I'm taking on everything. I said, Lord, I can't believe all this. It's so easy to do. Listen, mammon's going to make it very easy to obtain what you want. But you're going to pay for it for a very, very long time. If you understand how mammon's structured, even those of you that come out from a family, as soon as you move to college, mammon's right there. They give you free money. And then you come out straddled with $150,000 with college debt that you cannot bankrupt. You cannot get, it's with you for life. That's a design of mammon to enslave the world along with everything else. So today we're going to talk about God's system. Amen. God's operation, how to get God involved. Amen. There are natural ways to get out of debt with very good money management and wisdom with money management. Some people just got a gift for that. They can just manage and they're just free of debt. Some have an inheritance and they're free of debt. But for the rest of us, we have the kingdom of God. Look at your neighbor and say, I have the kingdom. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to show you how the kingdom works. So pay really close attention because this works. Amen. It works, and you can start right where you are, no matter how mountainous your debts may be. You can start right where you are. If you have credit card debt, you don't have to raise your hand. But I'll be talking about that today, but this will apply for all debt. It's just a little bit of shift if you're not dealing with credit card debt. But all of it is under the kingdom of God. Amen? We're going to go from good, that's getting rid of credit card debt, to acceptable, getting rid of every other debt but mortgage, to perfect, all debt. Say all debt. Everyone say God is able. You're going to have to know a few things about how the kingdom works, so that's where we're going to begin. Go to John chapter 6. This is very simple. Once you understand a few things, it's not hard, but you are going to have an active involvement. Here's what's preached quite often concerning debt. I want you to give me a show of hands if you've heard this message. Sow a seed, and they've got every seed in the book. If it's that date, you can sow that seed, special seeds for everything. They just come up with it. Here's how it's preached. Sow the seed to God, all of it. Just take $1,000. That's common. Sow $1,000, write debt-free, and then God will wipe out all your debts. Have you ever heard that preached? Raise your hand. Have you ever tried that? Everybody will go, I don't know. Now, there are testimonies with that kind of thing, but they're not a lot. But if you throw that out to 1 million people, you're going to get a couple testimonies out of it. It's not God's best way to do things. God wants you involved in the process. Amen? So today we're going to share what the Holy Spirit's given us. I love it. Go to John chapter 6. You ready? John chapter 6. This mystery first came where the Lord was multiplying bread and how he multiplied it. And there's a great amount of wisdom here in this multiplication. First thing we want to talk about is there was 5,000 men, not including women and children, so we can just use the number 5,000. And the Lord said, what do you have? He asked Philip, he goes, what are we going to do? Proving him. He knew what Philip was going to do. He says, 200 pennyworth is not enough to buy bread for all these people. Send them away. He didn't understand the kingdom, and the Lord was teaching his apostles how the kingdom was going to work. Amen. He says, what do you have? It's amazing when the kingdom gets involved. It's not always looking for the total. It's only looking for what do you have. With a widow, she had some oil. They said, well, there's a little lad here with 5 loaves and 2 fish. He goes, that'll be plenty right there. Let's start with that. So the Lord asked me a question about the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. He said, how many men, hungry men, say hungry. First thing God had to do is sit them all down. When God gets ready to do something, he's got to set your sufficiency down where the kingdom can operate. Amen. How many men can 5 loaves and 2 fish feed? I said, well, Lord, if it's fish like Pastor Chuck catches, it's only going to be like 2 people. Like Christine and Victoria caught yesterday at Conroe, we could feed 10. So I'm not a math genius. I just divided 500 by 10. And the Lord was starting, listen to this, his initial offering or his seed was 500 times less than what he actually needed. There's a huge principle in that. Because when you start with something and you pray for God to begin something and he gives you something that's far below what you actually need, the first thing that we tend to do is to become unthankful. I prayed for this. You gave me this. For the benefit of the teaching, I'm stretching my hands. And he gives me something the size of a pea when I needed the whole basket. When God begins you with something, there's going to be some ingredients involved. The first our operations is a better word. The first operation is to learn to be thankful. Say thankful. Where's Arvis? Raise your hand. Would you want to come share it? Yeah, you come up here and share it. Because she heard us talk about this Believers Wednesday night, and she had a need, and not everything came in, but she remembered, you know, I'm just going to be thankful for what I have. I'll let her tell us.
I needed to take my son to a holistic doctor. He's 7 years old, and I called the doctor's office, and they gave me the price of the visit, which was $170, because the insurance doesn't cover it, and they offered me 50% off for that first visit. So I just thank God for that. I was like, Lord, I thank you for that 50% off of that visit. But it was from the Wednesday night that I remember, instead of saying, well, gosh, you know, that's still, you know, because it's not covered under insurance, I was thankful for that. And so that was my testimony. So
the first thing to do is be thankful. Say thankful. What God brings, be thankful. I remember when we first started this, we had this big mountain and God brought us a couple $100. I'm saying, Lord, a couple $100. I'm glad it's a couple $100, but Lord, we need 20,000. You ever had that? You prayed for something, you need 20,000, you get 200. Well, you don't understand, when God begins you with $200, that $200 can become 20,000 if you understand how to interact with it. Amen. Now, what I'm not telling you, listen to me very clearly, is to take that $200 and give it to the church. I am not saying that. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about by the end of this service. Amen. The first thing the Lord did is he received the loaves. Say received. You have to receive what God gives you, and he gave thanks. You look at the different translations. He received with thanksgiving 500 times less than what he needed. Most of us receive it with grumbling. Lord, this is not what I need. God can start with what you have. Amen. The second thing he did is he looked up. He looked up. Say, looked up. When the Lord looked up, he didn't just look up. He went up. He brought that into the presence of his Father. You have to learn to get what you have into the presence of the kingdom of God. He presented it to the Father, and then he blessed it in the presence of the Father. When he did that, something happened, because those loaves and those fish transferred jurisdiction. One minute they were of the world, the next minute now they've belonged to the kingdom, because he's received them into the kingdom. Now, people who understand how to do this, you need to hang around. People who know how to do this, you need to have them bless you that understand this. We've been doing this lately. We got in the office. I said, Chuck, now, because Pastor Chuck was just, him and I were in the Garden of Eden a couple Tuesdays ago. It was just amazing. When we started this, with honor, I mean, we'd take something, we'd pray, and you could feel the kingdom of God come around it. You need to know when you get started, the kingdom of God has got to be on it. Amen? Don't do things in the natural and expect supernatural result. You have to do things by the Spirit. The kingdom of God, the Holy Ghost, is going to get involved. You're going to feel it. Amen. The second thing, he looked up and he blessed that seed. All these principles are there. Thankfulness, receiving, thankfulness, transferring of jurisdictions, blessing from the kingdom of God. Then he broke it. It hadn't even begun to multiply yet. He just broke it. And he handed out pieces of those loaves to the disciples. And as soon as they touched, he said, now pass it out. And as soon as they started the distribution, the bread started multiplying. Everyone say, amen. And there were, listen to this, 12 baskets left over. There were 12 apostles doing the distribution. Every apostle, for their obedience in distribution to the multitudes and their obedience to, could you imagine them taking a half a loaf and they're having to approach these companies of 50 and they're thinking, what am I doing following this man? Because that multiplied until they started to pass it out, then it happened. And when they started distributing, it started multiplying. And when it started multiplying, for their obedience, every one of them got a whole basket. When you're done, Because I know some of your questions, well, what if I do all this? What about my knees? What about all this? You're going to have a basket left over. Amen? Now, go to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. Here's another very powerful principle in operating the kingdom of God. Amen? 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Look at this, verse 8. Now, he's actually talking about an offering here, but we're going to look at this in the operation being freed from debt and how to get God involved with your debt with a seed. But I'm not telling you to take that seed and sow it into this church. We're actually going to take the most part of that seed and we're going to actually sow it into your debt. Did you hear me? So, verse 8. God is able to make all grace to abound towards you. We're going to operate in grace here, not works. We're going to operate in the kingdom of God, not human sufficiency. Amen? Do you have works under grace? But it's like Peter. He worked all night under the system the world called nothing. Same boat, same sea, same fishing nets, same people in the boat, except the Lord got in the boat. And when the kingdom got in the boat, he started multiplying. You got to get the kingdom in your stuff. Amen? The first thing someone will say, I'm not worthy. You are worthy. You're a son and daughter of God. But you don't know what I'm going. I know the kingdom of God is full of mercy. So, God's able to make all grace. Now, that you always have all sufficiency in all things and abound in every good work. Look at verse 10. Now, he'll minister seed for you to begin with. We're going to be sowers. We're going to sow into the field of our debts and we're going to reap such harvest that we're not going to have any debt anymore. He's going to minister seed for the sowing and bread for the eating. All right. What that means is he's going to give you an operation to sow towards the debt. And he's going to give you also an operation for provision. Amen. You can't just be paying debts and not take care of your life. I'm going to say this. Most of what's going to happen is going to happen above and beyond surplus, above and beyond what you're presently making, your present salary. Another part of it, he'll stretch your salary. He'll bless your salary. You'll come to the first of the month instead of having paid for it all. There'll be excess there. I won't say excess. There's surplus there. That's what we did. We'd come in 15th, all the bills were paid, and like, look at this. There's bills paid, and we've got all this surplus, and we just threw all the surplus towards it. But then God would bring extra, exceedingly abundant, because that's what the kingdom does. It opens the doors. Amen? All right. So with these principles here, even Isaiah says, I'm going to give seed to the sower and bread for the eater. You still got to eat while you're doing this. Amen? There's going to be two operations going. One for the debt. Now, if you got a multitude of debts, we're not going to take on every one of your mountains. Let's start with one and get something cranked up, and you'll see how God does this. He'll start opening the doors, and what will happen is faith is going to arise. Say, faith. You're not going to just do this without faith. You have to have faith. You have to have the kingdom. And you want to get around people in an atmosphere that understands how the kingdom works. Amen? Say faith. Because what happens when your first mountain moves, your faith elevates. And it starts moving the other mountains in a more expeditious manner. Because you're in the groove, you're in the flow, you're in the current of heaven. You're in the kingdom, you're flowing into it. Amen? So, first thing we're going to do, you're going to have to make a decision. If you're not ready to make this decision, then there's not going to be any freedom here. The first thing you have to do is make a decision to break covenant with mammon. Debt. Mammon is debt. Say, break covenant. For those of you that are out of debt, I can show you, but I'm not going to do it today. This system actually works for things you want to believe for and pay for in cash. You're just reversing the system. Instead of moving it towards debt, you're moving it towards your future project. It's the same kingdom. Well, let's just stay on the debt right now because by a show of hands, we need this. But you have to have this. And if you don't get this area right, it'll affect every other area of your life. Believe me. 18 years of ministry, this is what you learn. So, let's start with this. You're going to need tools to be a debt buster. Amen? The first thing you're going to need is what I'm giving you today, a revelation of the kingdom and how it works. Amen? This is not a system where you just manage your money and throw some money towards a debt. That works. But this is a system where the kingdom of God gets activated in what you're doing. Amen? And it works. Amen? You're going to be a part of this. Your obedience in this area is going to be huge. Second thing you're going to need is faith in God and faith in the kingdom. You have to understand faith is going to be a big part of this. You're going to utilize faith on a continual basis with this. I'm going to show you how to do it. You're going to have faith in the release of that initial seed. You're going to have faith every time you interact with the harvest. Amen? Third thing you're going to need, corporate faith. That's people who know what they're doing, having a corporate atmosphere, the kingdom of God. Get in agreement with somebody that knows what they're talking about. Get in agreement when you get ready to plant something in the kingdom that they know how to get the glory of God around it. Them disciples did not know how to get that bread into the Father, but Jesus did. They had to give it to him because he was the only one at the time that knew how to get that bread into the presence of his Father. You have to learn to get what is yours into the presence of the kingdom of God. Corporate faith will help that big time. Somebody give me a hand. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand. Praise the Lord. Next thing, plan of action. You'll get that today. Fifth thing. Oh my gosh. You mean I have a part? I can't just give you $1,000 and God will do all this for me? Has that worked for you before? Are you free of debt since you've done that? Discipline and obedience to the plan. To the plan. Fifth thing, something you're going to definitely need to do. If you have credit card debt, I don't care if it's $500, $5,000, or $50,000. If it's $50,000, we need to have some deliverance here. We start with deliverance, anything $50,000 and above, you know. It doesn't matter. The first thing you got to do with a credit card is acknowledge you might have an issue. It's easy to just charge it, pay for it later. If you've got to charge it, pay for it later, or this is the same thing. I have to put it on there. I don't have any other money. You understand what I'm saying? You're still leaning on a system that's going to keep you locked down. Next month, it's going to be the same thing. The month after that, same thing. Because the fact that it's leaning on... Now, I'm not against credit cards. What I'm going to rather teach you how to do is move to a debit card operation. I'm going to teach you how to do that today. A debit, say debit card operation of cash. Say, but I don't have that. But you will have it. Because you're going to get the kingdom involved. Amen? You'll see it here in a minute, but you got to pay big time attention to me. First thing you need to do if you have credit card debt that you want to get rid of is you need to tomorrow go open up another account separate from the account you have now. Open a debit card account. One that you're only going to use for debits. Amen? You're going to have that. That's the second thing you do. The first thing we do is going to break covenant with mammon. We'll do that today. Amen. You got to break the covenant. You got to break the leaning on it. You have to choose. I'm going to do this the kingdom's way. We break the covenant. We enter into a new one. Amen. We set up a debit card for transactions. You're going to start charging your charges on debit cards and not credit cards. You have to choose to stop charging on that card. Amen? With that in mind, let's get into the plan of action. I'm telling you, this works. It's beautiful, the way the Lord set it up. It's flowing. You're going to have so many testimonies. I promise. When you start getting actively involved in this, you're going to start getting testimonies. Say, I can't believe it. I had a $1,000 credit card and now it's gone. Then we're going to say, okay, what's next? Let's take on a bigger mountain. Well, I don't have any more debt. Okay, let's take on a project now. Let's teach you how to buy something and fund it in cash. You can work it in the positive in the same way you're working it through removing the negative debt. Amen? The kingdom doesn't discern in the operation. Multiplication is multiplication. Amen? All right, plan of action. Say plan of action. Well, you know what? God will just do this for me. Just for those who believe that, if anybody has debt in here, raise your hand. Well, God will just do it for us. I hope sometime before Jesus comes back. That's quite a few. Amen. We're going to begin. Step one. We're going to take a debt. If you don't have credit card debt, find a debt you have. If all you have is a mortgage debt, you're in pretty good shape. You're moving towards the perfect will of God. I would not tell you to take on your whole mortgage debt. I would take this system and take part of your mortgage debt. Take a part of it and work on that. And once you get that, go to another part of it. Amen. I wouldn't suggest you start with your largest debt here. Start with your smallest one. I was talking to somebody the other day. They had three credit cards. I said, let's start with the first one. I said, don't worry. The multiplication will multiply into the other ones. This is what you don't understand. When you start, it's not your first initial mountain you're moving. It'll start moving the other mountains too because the kingdom starts activating. Today, we're going to activate. Say, activate the kingdom. You got to get the kingdom activated. That means break covenant with mammon and decide you're going to operate by the kingdom of God. Amen? Step one. A lot of people think because of the way mammon works, by the way, it gets very big, very fast, and it's designed to keep you in its system all your life. So when you look at something, how could I possibly pay off this with what I have? Remember, we're not going to start with what you have. We're going to start with it. We are going to start with what you have, but we're not going to start with your salary. We're going to start with a seed. Okay? A seed. Say a seed. Say, how much is my seed? Your seed belongs to you and God. Amen? Whatever you start with will belong to you and God. The idea here is to begin with a seed. Say a seed. A seed. Begin with a seed. Jesus began with what? 500 times less than what he needed. Now, he was very skilled at multiplication. He could multiply it on the spot. We're just beginning with kingdom multiplication, so it may take us some time to get it all multiplied, but it's going to multiply, amen? So, let's say, I'll just use for an example, let's say you have a $10,000 credit card bill, some just arbitrary number, and you make $7,000-$8,000 a month. How could I possibly, and all my bills are paid, and the reason it's $10,000 because all the overflow goes onto the credit card. We're going to stop putting the overflow on the credit card. The second you stop and you break the covenant with mammon, and you decide, Lord, we're going to do this your way. God says in 2 Corinthians 9:8, he supplies seed, say seed, to the sower. I don't care if it's 500, if it's 1,000, 200, 1,500, 2,000. The first thing you need to do is stand on that scripture and say, God, you supply seed. I need one seed to begin with. I need one seed, Lord. I choose today to pay this off. I choose today to plug in. I choose today to break covenant. But I need a seed to begin. So let's say, to make numbers easy, that God provided a $1,000 seed, or you found $1,000. You came across, accessed, found through surplus, whatever, $1,000. We're going to begin with that seed. What do I do with $1,000? What you do, listen to me, with that $1,000 will make every bit of difference whether that $10,000 mountain is moved and the next $10,000 mountain is moved. What you do with that initial seed is huge. Say huge. Actually, let's not say it's 1,000 because 1,000 is pretty good. Let's say it's 500. 100. Wow. Now, your faith is regardless. You get started. Oh, so 100. So if you start with 100, you're working with 100 times less than what you need. So let's say you prayed for 10,000 and 100 came in. Woohoo! Big faith. With that $100 shows up, I'm like, Lord, I need 10. You give me 100. No. Father, even if you've got to grit your teeth, thank you for this $100. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. You could have started me with 1,000, but you started me with 100. I really appreciate it, Lord. Does that look pretty thankful? Sometimes you just got to grit your teeth and be thankful. You do it anyway. Thank God until you are thankful. I got to start with something. Amen. So I got $100. I'm working with 100 times less than what I need. I'm never going to get there. You will get there. You don't know what's about to happen to that $100. Do not take that $100 and go pay it towards your debt. Don't do that first. First thing you got to do is give thanks. First thing you got to do is look up. First thing you got to do is you got to get the $100 into the atmosphere of the kingdom of God. If you don't know how to do that, bring it to church and let us pray over it. It will get it into the atmosphere of the kingdom of God. Amen. You want to get that $100 into the kingdom. You're not just going to go pay $100 for your debt. Anybody can do that. We're operating the kingdom. We've got to get that $100 out of the jurisdiction of the world into the jurisdiction of the kingdom where it's got something called divine multiplication upon it. Before you break the $100 and send it to the hungry creditor, you got to get the kingdom on it. If you don't get the kingdom, it won't multiply. You'll feel the kingdom of God. Since I've been doing this praying with people, I said, you feel that? God, yes, I said, you got the kingdom on it. It's ready to go. Amen? Now, what the Lord told me with this, he said, when you've got your $100 seed, the first seed, you do a 10-90 principle. Take 10% of that and sow it. Give it to God. Give it to God. The reason you're doing it, you're acknowledging I'm operating in the kingdom of God, not in the sufficiency of the world system. I'm attaching this seed to the kingdom. And that 10% attaches that to the operation of the kingdom with faith. Everything's done by faith. Then you take the 90, but you're not sowing 90. Believe me, you're sowing 100. How many of you ever know when you give 10, you're not operating with 90% left over? God stretches. He'll stretch that seed. You take the 90 after you've broken it, after you've blessed it, after you've lifted the kingdom, after you've interacted with it. That first seed is huge. Do not take that one lightly. That one's big. Write it down, and then you release it into the field of your debt. You release it by faith. And you decree, Father, you supplied seed for the sower and bread for my eating, and you will multiply this seed, Father. When you release into ground a multiplication. Now here's the key right here. Once you do that, you stay in a place of expectancy. Amen. Bless the seed. Break the seed. Now you're in a place of expectancy and in anticipation for multiplication. What you're looking for now is you're looking for anything. What's going to happen? God's going to start breathing on you in the first of the month. Instead of you having your check and you've paid and it lasted one day, all of a sudden everything's paid for. And now you got surplus. You're looking for surplus. You're looking for uncommon, extraordinary blessings. God will cause men to give unto your bosom. God will orchestrate blessings. Things will just happen. Say, well, what will happen? I don't know. Like our dear friend here, they just gave her 50% off. Things will just happen. God gets involved. We had no idea how he would do that. We just watched him do it. We could hardly keep up with him. We were writing checks every day. Listen, you're going to get in the routine of probably doing this on a daily basis, by the way. When you start interacting, you're waiting. Listen, you've got to get into this. This is big. When you're anticipating and waiting and watching, when that comes, what you do with that second seed is going to determine whether this multiplication continues. Amen? There's grace in it. There's multiplication in it. All of a sudden, let's say $500 shows up. Another $100. It doesn't matter. Here's what you do with it. Your bills are paid. He's supplying seed to the sowing and bread for the eating. God knows how to differentiate those two operations. Now, when $500 shows up, oh, glory to God. Let's go buy a new suit. You just killed the seed. You're going to get the new suit soon. Well, what about me, God? I'm doing all this. Say, if you'll stay with me, you'll have a whole basket left over for yourself. But not in the middle of the process. Don't take the bread. Could you imagine those apostles took that bread and started eating? No, you're a servant in the kingdom first. I have to be a servant first, and then my needs are going to get met by this massive multiplication that's going to begin. So when that second harvest comes in, wait for it. Look for it. It's going to happen. When it comes, you're going to move to a new principle now. A new one. I call it the 85 principle or the 85 rule. This is a powerful principle. This is what caused it to happen. Let's just say we'll keep it at $100. Let's say another 100 came in. Surplus, above and beyond, uncommon favor, uncommon blessing. However God does it. He'll alert you to it if you're paying attention. Now I've got $100. What am I going to do with this? I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to receive it. I'm going to thank God for it. Every time you interact with faith, I'm going to look up to heaven. What you don't understand, when you start doing this in the beginning by faith, it'll release the multiplication of the kingdom on it. And so I take that 100. This is the second 100 that's come in. I'm going to do the same thing. I receive it. I'm thankful for it, Father. It's not what I need, but I'm thankful. But it is what you need. I look up. I present it to the kingdom of God. I say, Father, bless this. Bless it. And he says, okay, now go break it. This time we're going to break it a little different than the first one. We're going to break it through acknowledgement of the kingdom. Father, I acknowledge I'm operating the kingdom. We're all 10%, but 5%, listen, 5%. It's going to go to your debit card account now. Because now you're moving to cash. You don't think God will get involved with cash? When we started doing our debit card, we funded an initial debit card account of $1,000. But we reconcile that with our regular income. You reconcile it with your regular salary. This 5% is designed to increase. That thing practically doubled in 1 month. What we're going to do, you know how you'll go to bank and say, well, we'll give you $20,000. Credit limit. We're going to go to God's bank and build a $20,000 cash account. Every time a seed comes in, I give 10, the acknowledgement of the kingdom of God. I put 5 in that debit card account. I'm growing it. Not you, but God's going to grow it with a multiplication. Then I'm going to take 85% and I'm going to release it right back in to that debt again. And then I'm waiting for the next seed. When we started this, it started first, we did it about a week later, things started happening. Then it started happening every single day, practically. We do accountings around here on Thursday and Mondays. We were doing accounting every day. I said, it's important that you do it the day it comes in. Get it, break it, be obedient with it, stay with it. Release it because it keeps the thing rolling fast. You'll get into the supernatural favor around you. It'll start coming around you. Things will start growing. You will actually have more fun waiting for the next harvest to come in so you can interact. And you're going to watch that debt crumble before your eyes. And when that first mountain or hill crumbles, when that happens, faith is going to rise in your heart. Faith is going to rise. Instead of just living for the pay the minimum to mammon, I'm living to be free of debt. That first thing I want to take my house debt on. God said, slow down, cowboy. Yeah, you do. You get excited. He goes, let's go over here and start with the vehicles. We're already on it. Praise the Lord. You see it? Every time you interact, every time you obey God and interact with that multiplication, it's going to increase an income stream. It's going to increase and abound. What's going to happen to mammon's claws are going to be broken off your life, and you're going to start seeing things flourish around you. Amen? The blessing of God's going to come on you. You're going to do things God's way in God's economy. Amen? And once we're all free of debt, we'll teach you how to fund positive accounts. It's really the same thing. You're setting up an account and funding a project by faith with the exact same principle. Amen? Now, what we want to do today, we want to break covenant with mammon and the system of mammon. Amen? Say system. Once we break the covenant with the system, it releases the multiplication to begin. It releases the blessing of God to begin. Now, I promise you, mammon is very skilled in this country in keeping us under its wrap. Does not want to let go, but as soon as you tap into the kingdom of God, it'll start relinquishing. And amazing what you can do with something small, they'll become very large. Once you see it in action, you'll understand. But you have to be willing to do it. Amen? Well, you know, I know something big is going to come down the road, and I'll just wait for that. Don't do that. You'll stay in a herd of trouble while you're waiting for something big. You can tap in now. Amen? Let's give God glory. Hallelujah.
Let me just say something real quick. Like, number one, it's a step of faith. Okay, when we started this, we were in a situation where we were dealing with the 15th bills on the 28th. So when we did this, it wasn't because we had this surplus to start with. We took a step of faith. We stepped out in a way that basically, well, I looked at him and said, you know, you realize you put us our back up against the wall if we do this. It's either God or we all go home. And God showed up. It's a step of faith. And it's also a process of obedience. But there's also, I hear people thinking, well, I don't have anywhere for this money to come from. Well, we didn't see it either, but it's there. Okay, in other words, it might look like a bonus. It might look like a gift. It might look like overtime. It might look like an extra job. It might look like some lost money that comes in. It might look like the young man who was here the other day who suddenly deposited $1,800 in his account and he didn't know why. It might look like a check in the mail. But we did this process a number of years ago, back in 09. In December of 09, we started, and I can tell you what happened for me in 09, because I began to believe. We sowed that initial seed, and we stood in a contract and a covenant for what God was going to do. And what we saw, I had $8,000 worth of things that I promised out there. We made our contract and our agreement. Kim and I signed it. Week one, nothing happened. Week two, nothing happened. Week three, on a Thursday night. And a Thursday night, the Lord said, I want you on your check that you're writing tonight, I want you to write restoration of things that were stolen. On Friday morning, Kim gets a call. She gets a call. And in that call, basically, these people who are part of an Indian reservation said, we have a check for you and we haven't known where to send it. And that was not even true, because they always knew where to send it. They still had the phone number. But the deal was, they didn't want to send it because they're an Indian reservation. They didn't have to send it. So that money that was there, that was in an account, it was there for us. It had effectively been stolen, and there was never, ever a reason for them to ever send it. The only thing that moved them to send it was God. The check was for $28,000. He made restoration in a way that we couldn't even possibly have imagined what would happen. Because we didn't even know that there was this. And we had, because she was asked, well, how much is it? She was thinking maybe $100, $200, $1,000. $28,000. God can do this.
Oh, give the Lord glory for that. Hallelujah. You know, we learned something this go around, because God paid all that off. We were free of debt. We got back in the debt. With a credit card, he paid it off again. Then something happened. This is the wisdom of the debit cards. Because once the credit card was paid, we rejoiced, but Mammon was lying at the door again. See, he lies at wait. He's a little fox. He'll spoil a big vine. We were launching on the internet, and we wanted to bring all the traffic to the website. So instead of giving the streaming, sending them to another site, we'd bring them to our website, but that costs money. And that money was like, it was probably $400 or $500 a month. But they said, you know, we'll give you a big discount if you'll pay it all up front. Of course you will. Say amen. So we're looking around and say, well, we'll just credit card zero balance. That's always a good thing, huh? We'll just put it on the card. That's where God will pay for it. As soon as I open that door, whew, you know why? Because I leaned on it instead of leaning on God. If I had to do it again, I'd have paid monthly the overage, because that $3,500, $3,800 became $20,000. It just, because once you tap into the system again, it starts multiplying. So here's how you stay away from it. You go to the debit card. You go to cash, say cash. You go to a debit card and you start funding your debit card, reconciling and funding. And what happens, you get to debit where you have a cash line. Something about cash, you're a lot less likely to spend cash than you are credit. When you got it cash, it's a lot easier to spend $1,000 on credit than it is spending $1,000 in cash. When you got cash in your wallet, boy, you're just putting that $20 down high. But when I got the credit card, sign it and big tip, you know, praise the Lord. Just write it out, praise the Lord. It's just easy to do that. You got to get off that system. Amen. You get off that system, God will bless. He'll bless the storehouse. Going to build a debit store. If you're not dealing with credit cards, then stick that 5% into a storehouse. God will bless the storehouse. You need cash storehouses. Amen. We are supposed to be blessed. We're supposed to be the head, not the tail. We're supposed to be above only, not beneath. And as spiritual as we are, it's amazing. When we get this deep in the spirit, we can't get this area fixed. But we are getting this area fixed. Notice how the Holy Ghost wants to deal with every area. Amen. This is the wisdom of God. You plug into it, it's going to happen. Now you can all stand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's give God glory. I can't wait to hear all the testimonies that will come in. They're going to be amazing. Glory to God. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day. They told me I have a couple of credit cards, and they said, I don't know what to start with. And the Spirit of the Lord told me, he said, you give them the seed. Told me, he said, you give it to them to start with. And I said, I'm going to give you the seed to start with. I said, but we're going to pray for it. We prayed for it, and the glory of God come around it. Did it not happen, Christine? Did the glory of God not just show up? Glory to God. Some of you that are free of debt, maybe you want to help other people with a seed. In this system, you don't need $10,000 to move a $10,000 mountain. All you need is a seed. Amen? Let's give God glory. Now, let's lift our hands and thank God right now. We're going to ask him for seed today. We're going to ask him for seed, and then we're going to break the covenant with Mammon today. Amen? So, Father, today, Father, in the name of Jesus today, Father, we choose today to step into the operation of the kingdom of God. Holy Spirit, we welcome you today. We thank you for the wisdom you've brought us. We want to work with you in every facet and part of this, in every operation. Grant us the wisdom. You've given us the plan of action. Today, we ask for your covering over us. Today, we choose to step out of the system of Mammon. We understand it's a process to go from good to acceptable to perfect, but we choose to begin. And in the name of Jesus, in that mighty name, we take authority. In the name of Jesus, we break the spirit of Mammon, the covenant with Mammon. We take authority. We break all of our allegiance, our trust, and leaning upon it, we sever the cords. We sever the ties. We break the ties. We break the ties. Break them today. Break them today. Break the ties. Break the ties. Break them. We break the covenant. We break the covenant. We break the ties. We break the cords. We sever them asunder. Be you free from the chains. We command this day. Whew. the sons of Anak off of our mountain. We say God has made an utter end of the affliction. You will not rise again in our lives. No more of your name will be seen. We break the covenant. We choose to lean no more into your system. Father, we lean upon the system of the kingdom. Today, let the kingdom overshadow us now. Let the blessing of the kingdom overshadow us. Father, today, in one accord, corporately, we ask you for seed for the sowing, bread for the eating. We ask you to provide seed for the mountains that are going to be moved, or the projects we're about to fund. We ask seed to begin. Seed for the sowing, Father. Seed. We ask today. We believe, we receive it, and we look for it. We look for the bread. We look for the loaves. We look for the seed. We're ready to begin, Lord. We're ready to begin. Holy Spirit, alert us when it shows up. Alert us to the seed. Say, this is seed. This is seed. Alert us. Father, we thank you for the breath of God, the breath of multiplication. By faith, right now, we receive it with thanksgiving. By faith, we just present the seeds that are coming in. By faith, we present them up to the kingdom. We present them up into the glory. We present it up into the presence. We present it up. We ask for the breath of God to be upon it. Father, breathe upon the seed. Breathe the breath of multiplication. Let increase in divine multiplication, the government of peace, the increase thereof, there is no end. Let the kingdom of multiplication release upon it now. Breathe upon it now. So you feel the anointing on that? Breathing, Father, upon it. He's already breathing on a seed that's not even your hands yet. He's already blessing a seed that he hasn't even put in your hands yet. That seed come in your hands will come in blessed. It's coming in blessed. It's coming in ready. It's coming in to multiply against your mountains. Father, today we step into a new order of things as a body. We step in as a new order. We give you all the glory, Father, all the praise. Oh, hallelujah to his name. Hallelujah to his name. Hallelujah to your name, Lord.
We trust you're enjoying today's message. We would like to invite you to partner with us through our convenient online donation feature that enables our ministry to continue offering these life-changing messages free of charge.